Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Hi, I'm John, and I graduated from West Coast Baptist College in 2006. Now I'm serving God full-time in a growing local church as a music pastor. West Coast prepared me both academically and spiritually for a great future in ministry.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I graduated from West Coast in 2006. Since that time, the Lord has allowed me to serve Him full-time, developing Sunday school curriculum, teaching senior high girls, and serving in Christian radio.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, and I graduated from West Coast Baptist College in 1996. Since that time, I've been serving the Lord full-time as an assistant pastor in youth and singles ministry.
Thank you for your prayers and support for the students and vision of West Coast Baptist College. For more information about West Coast or to share in the vision, visit us at wcbc.edu.
Regardless of where today's program finds you or what burdens you may be carrying, your perspective will change when you deeply consider the immeasurable, bountiful blessings of God in your life. Next on Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chappell, we consider the blessings of the season. Stay with us. So often, for so many, a season of joy and rejoicing, a season of gratitude, the greatest season of the year for many, is a season of loneliness or a season of discouragement. Wherever today's program comes to you, whatever burdens you might be bearing, there are some blessings that God has given you that when you consider them, the trials, the burdens of this life really do begin to pale in comparison. Welcome to today's edition of Daily in the Word. I'm Kerry Schmidt, your host, and this program features the teaching and the preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College, all located in the high desert of Southern California, Lancaster, California. And presently, we're studying a series entitled The Blessings of the Season. We're discovering what we really do have in the Lord Jesus Christ to be thankful for. Regardless of the circumstances of our lives, God's blessings ride above all of those things. We're glad you're with us, and we hope today's program will greatly encourage your life. Before we join today's message with Dr. Chappell, I want to invite you to visit us online at dailyintheword.org. You'll find many resources on the website for your spiritual growth. And if you'll consider prayerfully partnering with us financially, if you'll send us a gift this month of any amount, we want to send back to you a gift CD entitled A Quiet Christmas with Christ. It's a solo piano CD that will greatly encourage your heart this Christmas season as you celebrate with friends and family. But now let's turn our hearts to the Word of God. Here's Pastor Paul Chappell to introduce today's message.
Today we're going to turn to Luke chapter 1 and learn about the blessing of God in Mary's life, the privilege that she had to bring into this world the very Son of God. Mary rejoiced and praised her God for the wonderful news of Emmanuel, God with us. I hope that news is real to you today, and I hope the news that God became man and dwelt among us will produce a song in your heart throughout this blessed week. May God bless you as you hear the message today about Mary's song.
But not only does He remember us in mercy, He remembers us with His might. And I want you to see this in verse 51. It says, He hath showed strength with His arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. Now, there is a specific reference, I believe, here to Israel. I believe that one of the contexts that we need to have of the first century believers, and especially these very early believers, was the fact that they were living under harsh Roman government. And many of them were looking for a Savior, a Messiah, and many of them were looking for a deliverer from the hardship of Rome. And so there is a reference here to the strength of God to put down the mighty from their seats. No doubt Herod, whether he was in Caesarea or whether in the Roman garrison in Jerusalem, he sat in a mighty seat. Pontius Pilate the same. They were high and mighty in that moment of history. But the Bible says, and Mary magnifies the Lord by saying, He remembers His people, and He can take those who persecute His people, and He can set them down and he can lift up others. And God is sovereign in the affairs of men. And thank God for that. Thank God that he remembers his people. And Mary was so thankful. And I think of this attribute of God's might and God's ability to give strength. And how many of you believe that he had given it to Mary? Mary was showing forth an inner strength that came from God. And the Bible speaks of that. You might turn there to Isaiah 40 and verse 29. Isaiah 40 and verse 29. Thinking of the strength that God provides, the might that our God has for all of his children. Isaiah 40, 29 says, "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." This is the mighty hand of God. This is the power and the strength of God that Mary was singing about and magnifying the Lord for, that he had this kind of power even in her life to put down the mighty and to exalt them of low degree. I heard of a little boy who wanted so badly to go to a friend's house for Christmas, and they lived back in the Midwest. There had been a huge snowstorm come through. In fact, it was still snowing and coming down in sheets and coming down in large volume. And the little boy said, "Daddy, Daddy, I want to go over to my friend's house for Christmas. He has toys, I have toys, and other kids are there. Please, Daddy." His dad said, "No." He lived all the way down at the other end of the block. He didn't want his son walking through this blizzard and going down there. And so the boy came back, and he kept pestering and pestering. And Daddy said, "All the other kids are there. Please, Dad, let me go." Finally, his dad said, "All right." He said, "I'll tell you what. Put your coat on, put your hat on, put your gloves on." He said, "I'll let you go." And sure enough, little fella bundled up, gathered his toy, went out the front door, turned left, started down the street. Step by step, he fought the wind, he fought the snow. And finally, he made it to the porch of his friend's house. And as he got onto that porch, he walked up to the porch and he went to press the doorbell. And right when he did, he saw something out of the corner of his eye. And it was the figure of his father, who had followed him every single step of the way. And I simply say to you, that in every step of our lives, we have a mighty Heavenly Father just with us, strengthening us and helping us. And this is why Mary magnified the Lord. No doubt, this was a journey in her life that was now something that would require the mighty, mighty strength of God. And so she said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord because he redeems his people and because he remembers his people after they are redeemed." And then, thirdly, because he renews his people. Mary had a renewing of God in her life that is something all of us need in our lives. And I want you to see in verse 53, she testifies about God. She says, "He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away." And I want those of you who are involved in music, some of you like to sing, maybe you're in the choir, some of you perhaps study what is the best kind of Christian music. I want you just to take a little note from Mary's song, inspired of the Holy Spirit, and just remember that the whole song is about Jesus Christ. The best kind of Christian music always exalts the Lord Jesus Christ. Every once in a while I hear some kind of a Christian song, and it's just really a sad story, just a short step from a country western song, you know. Someone's crying and moaning and telling a story about when they were a little boy and they stubbed their toe and mama left and daddy didn't let them have something, and they're going on and on and on. And you're listening and listening, and I always listen to those songs, and I just think to myself, say something about Jesus. I don't care about your stubbed toe, your Aunt Lulu, your Uncle Zeke or whatever. Listen, I want to know what you think about Jesus Christ. And that's what makes a good Christian song, amen? And this whole song's about Jesus Christ. And she's magnifying the Lord Jesus Christ. And she magnifies him in verse 53 for this reason. "He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath holpen," or helped, "his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy." Now notice two ways he really renews his people. First, he supplies for his people. He supplies. He fills, the Bible says. He fills the hungry with good things. Now boys and girls, Let me just talk to you for just a second. In fact, if you're kindergarten through sixth grade, stand right up real quick. Let me just have you stand right up just for a second. All right. Hey, these are some of the greatest kids anywhere, aren't they? Stay standing now. I've got to talk to you for just a minute. You know what I know about all of you boys and girls? I know that you boys and girls tomorrow morning are going to have breakfast. And tomorrow you're going to have lunch and dinner. And you know what? You are mightily blessed to have Jesus as your Savior and to have food on your table. Isn't that a blessing that God provides for you that way? And while you might hope for something for Christmas, and I hope that you have a wonderful Christmas, always remember how blessed you are to live in America, to be in church tonight, and how blessed you are just to have food on your table every single day. I've been to countries and I've been in villages with children, the ages of these children, who hope they might get one meal a day. And these kids are fed and they're cared for. And we thank the Lord for His provision. And sometimes we take it for granted, don't we? You can be seated, boys and girls. And notice what the Bible says in verse 53. He hath filled the hungry with good things. Psalm 37:25 has been one of my favorite verses. Maybe you'll recognize it. It says this, I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Isn't that a great verse? Amen. I have been young and now am old, now yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And Mary's just magnifying the Lord. She's magnifying Him for His salvation. She's magnifying Him for His strength in her life. Now she's magnifying Him for supplying the needs of her life and taking care of her. And you know what? Mary is magnifying the Lord for some of the very basic things that because we are so intent on getting a Nintendo, we forget to thank God for it. She's thankful for a Savior. She's thankful for His strength. She's thankful for the basic food supplies. She's just magnifying the Lord for stuff that we take for granted. She's so magnifying God. Hudson Taylor was a great missionary in China. He is the founder of the China Inland Mission. Lots of books have been written about Hudson Taylor. He literally took the form of a Chinese man. He used various extracts and various herbs to even cause his skin color and pigmentation to change. And he literally took the dress and the culture so that he would be used of God as a missionary to the Chinese. His Chinese, you could not tell a difference when he spoke Chinese. And Hudson Taylor saw thousands and thousands of Chinese come to Christ. And even to this day, some of the many hundreds of thousands, some say millions of Christians in China, some trace their lineage back to Hudson Taylor and some of the early missionaries who went there. But Hudson Taylor had on his wall in his home a plaque. And his plaque had two words listed on it, strange words maybe for some tonight. One Hebrew word was the word Ebenezer, and the second was the word Jehovah Jireh. Ebenezer means, hitherto the Lord hath helped us. Hitherto the Lord hath helped us. And of course, Jehovah Jireh means the Lord will provide. And that's exactly what Abraham said to Isaac when Isaac said, Daddy, where is the ram? Where is the lamb? And Abraham said, the Lord will provide. And so William Carey had Ebenezer and Jehovah Jireh, reminding himself and his family that God had provided for them in the past and that God would provide for them in the future. And this was the great joy of Mary, that Mary said, my God renews me. He has and He will. My God supplies for my life. He meets my physical needs. And we see this in verse 53. He hath filled the hungry with good things. But then it's not merely the physical, again, that Mary's focusing on. She mentions it. But there is, of course, the spiritual that God had provided for her as well. And we thank God for the spiritual provision. Philippians 4:13. But my God, the Bible says, rather, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And we see that God was using Mary to magnify the Lord because He renews His people by supplying their every need. How many of you could magnify the Lord tonight because He has supplied your needs? Absolutely. All of us could magnify the Lord. And I want to challenge all of you dads and moms to take some time this Christmas, maybe Christmas morning, maybe before one single present is opened. And I want to challenge you to magnify the Lord for a few minutes with your family. It's hard sometimes when the kids are real little And we have family videos. Sometimes we'll have a church comedy night, and I'll show the family videos of me reading Luke chapter 2 to our children when they were all little, in diapers, and wanting their presents. It wasn't real reverent always, but we always took time to remember the Lord. And it's a good thing when a mom and a dad can just take time during these special holidays to magnify the Lord and to say things like, you know, boys and girls, I just want to magnify the Lord because He redeemed me. I want to magnify the Lord because He gave me strength this past year. I just want to magnify the Lord because He gave me a job and He let me provide the food that's on our table. I just want to magnify the Lord because He has supplied our every need and we can do all things through Christ. One of the reasons that there are fewer and fewer vibrant Christians in America is because many times in the family there's a breakdown of passing along this matter of magnifying the Lord. And a lot of Christian dads magnify football teams. And they magnify baseball teams. And they magnify airplanes. And they magnify. And all that stuff's okay. But listen, make sure that you're magnifying Him a whole lot more. Magnify the Lord. And so she magnified Him for His supply. And then she magnified Him because He supported her and renewed her through this support. Notice in verse 54, He hath hope in His servant Israel in remembrance of His mercy as He spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Now the word here, hopen, is an archaic English word. It simply speaks of help. And she's talking here about the help that God had been to her people, Israel, how that He had remembered them. And she specifically mentions Abraham and his seed forever. And we've studied the Abrahamic covenant, and we have seen the promise of God. I will bless those that bless you. I will curse those that curse you. And God had promised to His people that as they acknowledge Him, He would bless them. And she's saying, thank God that He has renewed us. Perhaps in her mind she had the history and the memory from the scripture of the time when the manna came by way of the desert to the children of Israel. Perhaps she had in mind the times when God had provided the pillar by night and the cloud by day. Perhaps she had other times of provision in her mind, but she was thanking God that throughout the history of Israel, He had renewed, He had met their need, He had helped the people, He had kept the people. And God's support of His people was based on the covenant that He had made to Abraham. And she knew that the covenant also made to David was something that was in a direct relationship to her life and ministry. And that so long as she was in that line, that she was a part of the promised blessings of God to her people. And let me say to you, we are in that line through Jesus Christ. And we can claim the help of God and the blessing of God because we are His children by birth. And we have been born again and trusted Christ as our Savior. And so Mary says in verse 46, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Let's say that together. My soul, doth magnify the Lord. And that ought to be our desire and our prayer this month. Why, Mary? Why do you magnify the Lord? Why do you always talk about Him? Why are you always praising Him like that? And Mary would say, because He redeemed me. Because He remembers me. Because He renews me and meets my needs day by day. I read a little article by Mayo Mathers this week, and it was about the busyness of Christmas. And she was writing about all of the things that she had to do for Christmas and Christmas Day and dinners and presents and all of the busyness of her life. And as I was reading the article, it ended with these words, and I want you to listen carefully. She said, beautiful dinners are nice. Just right gifts are delightful. But I'm learning that only one thing matters. While I tend to be more like Martha at Christmas, 'tis the season to be merry. She said, I tend to be like Martha, worrying about the right gift, worrying about the right dinner. And she said, while I tend to be like Martha, 'tis the season to be merry. Now, you can try through gifts and meals to be merry, M-E-R-R-Y. And you might And you can, you know, drive to the relatives and you can take the pictures and do all of those fun material things that God blesses us and allows us to do. And they'll bring joy and they'll bring merriment. But I truly believe that Mary, M-A-R-Y, had a depth, had a reservoir of joy and relationship. And from within the depths of her life, she magnified the Lord because she recognized really what mattered most. And what mattered most was her relationship with Jesus Christ. And I just say to you, men and women, 'tis the season to be merry. Magnify the Lord this week.
Well, you've been listening to Daily in the Word, the daily radio program and teaching and preaching ministry of Dr. Paul Chappell, the pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and the president of West Coast Baptist College. If today's message has been an encouragement and a blessing to you, perhaps consider going online. You can download this message in its entirety, this program in its entirety, and also recent series from Daily in the Word through our podcast or through the website when you visit us at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. I also want to encourage you to refer a friend to dailyintheword.org. Let them know about the great Bible teaching and preaching that you're receiving, and they can receive that as well anytime, 24/7 at dailyintheword.org. I want to invite you to prayerfully consider partnering with us financially this month. This is an important time of year to consider how God might allow you to impact others with the gospel of Christ. And a great way to do that is through the ministry of Daily in the Word. Your gift of any amount is so important to helping us continue this radio program on this station and others like it all across the country. And this month, when you will partner with us, we want to send you a gift of appreciation. And it's a Christmas CD, a solo piano CD that will encourage your heart, entitled A Quiet Christmas with Christ. You can partner with us online at dailyintheword.org by clicking on the donate button, or you can call us toll-free. The number is 1-800-201-7748. Again, 1-800-201-7748. We also love to hear from you by mail. You can send a letter to 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Once again, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. From all of us here at Daily in the Word and Striving Together Publications, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and the happiest, most blessed, Christ-centered New Year. Before we wrap up today's program, here's Pastor Chappell with a word of greeting.
My friend, the Bible says in Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved." That word "must" is a very interesting word because it's the same word that Jesus used in John chapter 3 when he spoke to a religious man who was lost without Christ. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again." My friend, this is not the must of a Baptist church or any other kind of a church, but Jesus Christ himself has reminded us that if we will have a home in heaven someday, then we must come to the Father through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is not the gift of any church or any prophet. Salvation is the gift of Jesus, who paid for our salvation and covered our sin when he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. And my friend, 3 days after he died on the cross of Calvary, he rose again powerfully for our justification. If you would like your sins to be forgiven, if you would like to know what justification is all about, then the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you would call on him by faith today, and confess to him that you are a sinner and ask him to forgive your sin and come into your life, the Bible promises that he will come in and you will be saved. May God help you today to make your prayer to the Lord by faith. If you've never trusted Christ, today is the day of salvation.
Well, thanks, Pastor, and thank you, friend, for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. I want to remind you, visit us at dailyintheword.org. You'll find a treasury of resources for your spiritual growth, including a daily devotional from Dr. Chappell, a link to the Daily in the Word podcast, and lots of other information. Be sure to check out the information on the Alaska cruise. We're headed to Alaska in August of 2011, and we would love to meet you and fellowship with you during that week on this special adventure. Be sure to consider prayerfully partnering with us financially. Your gift to this ministry on a monthly basis would be so appreciated and would go so far in helping us to continue expanding the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ all across the country through this program. You can partner with us online at dailyintheword.org. Our toll-free number, 1-800-201-7748. Thanks so much for letting this program minister to you today. And until next time, have a great day.